The long days of summer are here, and at least some kids are splashing in creeks looking for frogs and snakes. But how many will turn that curiosity about animals into a career? For Casey Current's Odd Job segment, KCUR's Sylvia Maria Gross recently visited Greenwood, Missouri, where a local daredevil took his childhood love of creepy, crawly things and turned it into a business.
Dana Savarelli moved to this green 10-acre plot of land in 1996 to get away from the hustle and bustle and sounds of the city. No, that's not a car alarm or a siren. That's a pair of blonde-colored gibbon apes. They're two of the more than 200 creatures that Savarelli keeps here in a kind of sanctuary for exotic animals, including alligators, ostriches, sloths, and lemurs. Many were pets until their owners realized they couldn't take care of them, or they got confiscated by police or animal control.
A lot of these guys, you know, if they're going to get put down or have nowhere to go, they don't have much of a choice, so it gives us a chance to kind of intervene and give them a little bit of life, hopefully.
Savarelli has about 50 monkeys, macaques and baboons, even some rare endangered species. He keeps them in a longhouse full of cages. He warns me against getting too close, but in his sleeveless shirt and camouflage pants, the rugged 51-year-old reaches through the wire and caresses the cheek of an adorable little capuchin.
Oh, hello, honey. Oh, yes.
Dana Savarelli's affection for animals dates back to his childhood.
We kind of grew up in the hood, I guess you would say.
On the east side near Truman Road.
And I always went out catching snakes and always looking for snakes and in the woods all the time, you know, to mess with snakes.
Where over there by Truman Road would you kind of look for snakes?
There was a little area that was behind Cash Bargain Lumber Company at the time that was nothing more than maybe an acre and a half, but it seemed like a complete rainforest to us because we were just little kids.
As a teenager, Savarelli found a way to make some money from his hobby.
And I would literally have monkeys flown in from Florida, from all over, and they thought they were dealing with a pretty big business.
He was too young to drive at the time, so he had to get his brother to take him to the airport to pick up shipments of ferrets or snakes. One of his most notorious clients at the time was Kansas City serial killer Bob Berdella. Savarelli seems drawn to danger. He was a professional skydiver, a bounty hunter, and a pilot. But it was with snakes that he hit on his most successful business, and not buying or selling them either, but handling them. Savarelli leads me into a room with a desk, a fan blowing, and dozens of cages stacked on top of one another.
A lot of people won't keep the really top deadly snakes, and these three cages right here are the number one deadliest snake in the world. The taipans, we've got black mambas, which are probably the most feared and largest venomous snake in Africa. Rattlesnakes of several different species.
Is this your office right here?
Yeah. Yeah, this is it.
So you like sitting with the snakes?
Well, you know, if I'm out here around them all the time, we can keep close eye on them because this is the kind of animal you couldn't have an escape on.
Savarelli says he's never been bit, but he keeps anti-venom serum handy. He says it's his concern for safety, both his and that of his animals, that led him to start tinkering with the tools that people use to handle snakes.
It was back in the 80s. There was only a couple of places that you could buy any kind of snake handling equipment. It was literally a tong, and a lot of those tongs were used to pick fruit.
He saw an opportunity. By the late 90s, his company Midwest Tongs had become a leading manufacturer of snake handling implements for places like zoos and laboratories. You really wouldn't want a snake handling hook to break. That's why Savarelli says he uses lightweight but extremely durable materials, the type of stuff airplanes are made of. He pulls out a long, thin, white snake to show me how it works.
When that cage door opens, she's going to probably want to fly right out of there and bite anything that moves because she's thinking it's time to eat.
Wait, so what do I do?
You don't have to do nothing. Let me deal with it. You just stand there and
watch. Okay, she's not going to fly at me.
No.
He handles this monocle cobra with a hook. That's the expert's tool.
You're starting to hood up now?
He drops her in a big blue trash container and hands me the tongs.
Because we'll grip and hold her. She'll get mad. You don't have to squeeze hard. And we'll stick her in the cage.
Needless to say, I'm a little freaked out. Savarelli says a little bit of fear is good for me. It's kind of his mantra. He believes in managed risk. His business has gone on to design specialized tools for handling other animals, like guns that shoot nets from airplanes to catch deer, or tiny tongs that can pull debris out of the stomachs of dolphins. And most of his profits, Savarelli says, go to support the sanctuary. Most days he likes to row across the pond to a little island where his 6 lemurs live. They're small primates, native to Madagascar, with orange eyes and ring tails. Savarelli feeds them grapes by hand. He likes to bring the monkeys out here for recreation, too. When he does, neighbors have taken to showing up.
I don't have time to mess with them because it's not a public thing. You'll see the fire department park out here. You'll see police cars parked out here. People aren't paying a dime to get to, you know, come by and put a smile on their face when they leave.
At Monkey Island in Greenwood, Missouri, I'm Sylvia Maria Gross for KCUR News.